אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, that's right, Mitsa. This was a very interesting AGM on for a number of reasons. Firstly, it was the 75th anniversary of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. This was their 75th AGM, and it was actually meant to be held at New South Wales Parliament House. However, due to the coronavirus, it was held on Zoom, which is a very different format to Parliament House. And what's interesting is that for the 50th anniversary of JBOD, the 50th anniversary AGM was held at Parliament House. And Vic Aladev, he was reporting about it for the Australian Jewish News. He was the editor at the time, and they wanted to have 25 years later an annual general meeting at Parliament House. But unfortunately, it was obviously not able to be possible due to the coronavirus. They did it on Zoom, and as you mentioned, Gladys Berejiklian, she was one of the speakers. She actually left a pre-recorded message for the deputies, and she said, as we go through these difficult COVID times, your board of deputies continues to work on behalf of the community and continues to be a voice for all those who need to be heard. She says it's important in this environment that we continue to stand for what's right. We don't let our preoccupation with coronavirus allow us to forget, ignore, or not see what needs to be seen and what needs to be spoken about. So Gladys Berejiklian, the Premier of New South Wales, leaving a pre-recorded message for the Jewish Board of Deputies AGM. The keynote speaker, however, was Dr. Mike Kelly, a staunch friend of the Jewish community and a staunch friend of Israel. He, of course, retired from Parliament earlier this year due to health reasons after serving in the Australian Army for 25 years, and it was very sad to see him step down from Parliament. This was one of his very first public speaking engagements since he stepped down from Parliament, and he was the keynote speaker at this AGM. He spoke about a number of different topics. Most recently, he actually spoke about the Israel-United Arab Emirates deal. He said that Israel's persistent efforts to build a behind-the-scenes consensus around confronting and dealing with the threat of Iran was the result of this agreement. He sees it as a very positive step forward, and it was actually quite interesting because Dr. Mike Kelly, his son, Ben, was actually one of the people who were elected as a deputy. So it was a bit of a family affair at the Board of Deputies AGM. Mike Kelly speaking, his son elected as a deputy. Of course, there was a bit of controversy as well, as your listeners may or may not be aware. The AGM heralded the official induction of JBOD's new executive and the committees. There was controversy surrounding that. The President, Leslie Berger, acknowledged that a number of comments regarding the most recent election were brought to his attention, and they will address these issues with an internal investigation. So Leslie Berger, the President, had sent a letter to staff members at JBOD saying that complaints included alleged canvassing and lobbying for candidates, quizzing electors, and the leaking of the election results. So as I said, there will be an investigation into that. But a mostly positive AGM with two very high-profile speakers, and you can read all about it in this week's edition of The Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. And you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Talking about politics, internal politics, Australian politics, Mark Liebler's letter in the AJN caught my attention. What he's saying, that Kevin Rudd's accused him in his new memoirs about few things that I didn't, that said or haven't been said at a dinner party while he was the Australian Prime Minister.
Nitza, we love politics here at the Jewish News and in the community in general. And as you said, we had an opinion piece written by none other than the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. It's not every day that an email comes into the Jewish News inbox from a former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. He wrote quite a lengthy piece challenging his portrayal in a new book by Michael Gawenda about communal identity, Mark Liebler. Mark Liebler, of course, the national chairman of AJAC, a community leader for decades, and this new book has been written about Mark Liebler, and Kevin Rudd wanted to challenge some of the ways that he's been portrayed in this book. In particular, Kevin Rudd recalls a situation at the Lodge in Canberra. This was a number of years ago now, where Mark Liebler allegedly leaned over to Kevin Rudd and in what seemed to be a, quote, slightly menacing manner, suggested that Julia Gillard was, quote, looking very good in the polls and a great friend of Israel. So this is one of the claims that Kevin Rudd made in his own book and has written to us again in the Jewish News. And then we had two letters this week, one from Mark Liebler himself and one from the author as well, Michael Gawenda, former editor of The Age. I'll read you some of the letter from Mark Liebler. He says, the account by former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd of my conduct during a dinner at the Lodge in 2010 echoes assertions made somewhat more colourfully in his autobiography, The PM Years. Mark Lieber says that in last week's article, Mr. Rudd repeats the claim that I berated him at the government's expulsion of an Israeli diplomat following the so-called Passports Affair, which had to do with Mossad. This was years ago in 2010. Now, Mark Lieber says, when these claims surfaced in the autobiography, I immediately called them out as a complete fabrication. Every one of the other external guests who attended the dinner, including Rudd's advisor Phil Green and Stephen Smith, the former foreign minister, they backed my version of events, four of them publicly. So a bit of a war of words, you can say, between Kevin Rudd and Mark Liebler, and you can read that war of words on the letters page of the AJN this week. It's all to do with this new book called The Power Broker, a biography about Mark Liebler. I haven't read it yet, but I've heard that it's an interesting read. I should check it out.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Evan, we all heard about this historic deal between Israel and United Arab Emirates. It is indeed unbelievable news. I did see in the AJN an interview with a rabbi in Dubai. First of all, I didn't know that there is a rabbi in Dubai, so that was very intriguing.
Yes, in fact, I wrote that story, Nitza. What was interesting is that there's actually a community of around 1,500 Jews in the United Arab Emirates. 1,500 Jews, they've got a synagogue, they've got a rabbi, they've got kosher food. There's a community there. It's thriving, it's healthy, they're doing their best to keep their Judaism up. And I actually spoke to the rabbi. His name is Levi Duchman. He's the rabbi of the United Arab Emirates. He says this deal is historic for humanity, but not surprising to me at all. And I found that quite interesting. I asked him, why is it not surprising? And this is some of what he had to say. He says, in my years serving as the rabbi in the United Arab Emirates, I've witnessed firsthand the power of respectful and peaceful collaboration. Jewish life has blossomed here like a desert rose. He says, due to the immense support of the UAE leadership for our growing community, we have been able to pray together and to study Torah together, build synagogues, a Jewish school, and provide access to kosher food for all. Given all of this as support, today's announcement, he said, of peace and normalization of relations with Israel and the UAE is not surprising at all. He says, we are grateful to our forward-thinking government, committed as it is to bringing peace, healing, and advancement to the world. This is a huge deal, and obviously Jewish communal leaders, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Donald Trump, they're hoping that other Arab states will also join forces and start making peace deals with Israel. There are some whispers that maybe Sudan will also have some kind of peace deal with Israel. They're just rumors at this stage, nothing confirmed. But at Zionist Federation of Australia, President Jeremy Liebler said this is a bold, sweeping brushstroke in the mural of our history, and it points to a future with more hope and peace. So we've got full coverage of that deal in this week's edition, historic deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.